that been? Is it hard to transition like that?
Well, I mean, it's sort of been a long time ago, I guess, yeah. Right? I mean, high school seems so long ago right now, but it really wasn't. But I think it was pretty seamless or, you know, a necessary transition. I don't remember it being a huge deal, but I think anytime you're coming from a high school, a small high school, a small town to a big university, there's an adjustment period or there's some growing pains, and I wasn't an exception to that, but it was fun.
How weird is it having two bye weeks? You know, you're on your second one, and it seems strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
Do you use the bye week as, I know you use it to kind of recoup physically, but how big is it to have that kind of week to have a mental break as well?
It's huge. You know, you're not, again, your nose isn't necessarily to the grindstone as hard. You're doing the things that you need to do to get yourself ready to win, but if you don't have an opponent that week, then sometimes those things are a little different. So, you know, relaxing or kicking your feet up is actually helping you, you know, in the long run, because you're rejuvenating and you're recovering, all those things that you need to do.
Are you going to use the weekend to just kind of kick back, get away from football a little bit, or do you think you're going to be watching?
Well, we practice Sunday, and then Solon plays Thursday night, and I don't have class Friday, so I might go to that game and just relax, but we'll see.
November, I know you washed last year out. November this year, it just seems like this team is more alive, just attitude-wise, and you guys are improving. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. But a lot of that, I think, just comes from how you're playing in the games and whether or not you're winning or losing. And sort of like what comes first, right? The attitude and being alive or the wins. You know, is a team that wins games alive or vice versa? You know, how do you say it? So, because I think even last year at this time, you know, we were trying to win. We just weren't good enough. But that's then. This year is this year. So we feel like we got a little bit of momentum. We feel like we're getting better, but we still know that we got a long ways to go.
Has November success, is that really – it seems like it's, you know, it's just another month, yada, yada, yada. But, I mean, it's – for this year, this team, it's really set up to – you could really be a mark of something good.
Yeah, it could be. We've worked hard to put ourselves in a position where the games matter. There's things at stake for us. That's how we'd have it, but nothing's guaranteed, and we got to work hard, make sure we're working hard this week and next week so that we have a chance to go out and execute when that opportunity opens up.
We talked about the play last year. I think it was a 15-second pass protection Michigan had, Gardner running around.
Yeah.
You finally rushed in and got the quarterback, but you guys made the play on that play. But imagine it's one that you're looking at this week and going, you can probably learn from.
Yeah, right. I'd be very surprised if that was our game plan this year, given that I think this year, for the most part, the D-line's done a pretty good job of getting to the quarterback, getting pressure, and if they're not getting pressured, keeping quarterbacks contained and in the pocket. So I'm sure we'll probably be a little more aggressive, but, again, I'm not a coach, so I can't predict what we're going to do.
You guys, last year, that was senior day, and what's his name? Ended up throwing his hat in the crowd. Quarterback, I'm blanking on his name.
Denard.
Anyway, you guys were kind of this main course. Do you feel like there's a little revenge there?
I guess I never really thought about it. But regardless of the revenge element, we're just trying to win. And it didn't matter if we were playing Alabama or Michigan or, you know, if we were playing one of the bottom feeders or, you know, the worst team in America, you know, we'd still be out there trying to win, regardless of the history.
Does it help as far as next week's game is concerned, the fact that you had already seen their other quarterback, Devin Gardner, started against you, made most of those plays?
Yeah, I think so. I guess there's a little bit more familiarity with what he can do, but by the time the game gets here, I'll have watched enough tape where I'll probably be pretty familiar regardless. Last year.
How much time do you devote to watching tape here before you guys really dig deep into next week with the game plan and, you know, going through the preparations that you would normally go through?
It's different for everybody. Personally, I haven't looked that much right now. I might a little bit today after practice and tomorrow after practice, and I'll probably watch the game on Saturday, and then Sunday we're just back to work as scheduled.
How has the improvement of the defensive line made, not easier, but helped the linebackers as you guys defend?
I mean, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, I guess. So, you know, first and foremost, we want to win football games, and having a good defensive line helps you do that. But as a linebacker, I think any time a defensive line is good or disruptive, as I would say it, they're sort of commanding attention from the offensive line specifically, and that just sort of frees up the linebackers in certain aspects. So there's been a fair amount of that this year, more so probably than in years past, and I've reaped some rewards from that. I know Chris and Hitch and everybody on the defense has.